Hey, what's going on today? What's happening? Welcome to Let's Do a Radio segment of Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. Topics this evening are single dads. Where is a safe place for them to go with their children? Just get here. And that's going to be presented by Mr. Wally Vaughn and the Great Replacement Theory. Really? Replacement? I don't think so. But anyway, today is Tuesday. I'm going to turn down this music just a tad bit. Today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Design, and broadcasting to you, yes, worldwide. So call into the show at 845-241-9985, and let's talk about it. And if you're out there and you call in, I want you to go ahead and mute your phone until it's time for you to talk so that we don't have all that bad air. That's the housekeeping thing. So go ahead and mute your phones until the time for you to speak, talk, and communicate with us. All right. The topic of the day is by Mr. Wally Vaughn is Just Get Here, JGH. What would it be like if there was a place where single fathers... Let me turn this down just a tad bit more. I can hear myself, but I want you all to hear what's going on, what's happening. So, where single fathers could go to be with their children without having to worry about planning or preparing. You may be wondering if you should give to such a cause. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are 2 million single fathers in 2016. About 40% were divorced, 38% were never married, 16% were separated, and 6% were widowed. Could you imagine how your generous donation would go to helping fathers who want to spend time with their children in a new, exciting, stimulating environment? So GoFundMe, but we're going to have none other than the man of the hour, Mr. Wally Vaughn, describe his Just Get There. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, you can talk now. I ain't talking to the people.
All right, that's one of my rules.
I ain't talking to the people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, recognize. I do want to thank
go
you
ahead,
for having
bro,
me
bro.
As a, on your show. It's always nice to be on your platform, so thank you for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You always have something to say, some words of wisdom to impart and for us to partake so that we will get fed and never have to worry about eating against. Go ahead.
Well, I thank you for acknowledging that. You know, that is why I go by the name Mega Bread, because Mega Bread is always trying to make sure everybody eats, and, you know, you can feed somebody's wallet and you can feed somebody's soul. So the last time I was up here, I was trying to feed people's wallet. But this time I'm talking about something that's near and dear to me, and it's soul feeding. And so I'm here to talk about
S-O-U-L?
JGH. Just
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Trying to feed people. You know, they used to make soul food, but you know they can't cook now, and because they can't cook now, ain't nobody having soul food. I think Mega Bread, the only person out here trying to provide soul food now.
some words of wisdom, some soul, some yes. I'm gonna get
there
an acronym for soul. You know, yes. Because now we have the keto diet, we got this diet, we got the paleotonic diet, we got the fish diet, we got the barely can eat diet, you can give us some food to make us fat, not us physically, but our wallets and our minds. So go ahead and impart your wisdom, sir.
Here it is. JGH stands for Just Get Here, and those are the words that my business brother spoke to me. Back in August of last year, my estranged wife put me out. Like I didn't know she was looking for out from the relationship. Come to find out, all she had ever wanted from me was kids. I didn't know that. I thought she had actually wanted to be married, but the guy that she was dating before me, he had made her have an abortion, and so she had wanted kids. And so she played the married part so that she could have kids, and then she started pushing me away, and you know, I couldn't figure out what was going on at home. You know, I was working two and a half jobs. I was just like a Jamaican. I had two and a half jobs coming home. I was a traveling therapist. I was a church musician, and I was doing some entrepreneur stuff on the side. And you know, I was working out of town, and I'd come home on the weekends, and I'd be trying to spend as much time with the kids and spend as much time with her as I could. But over the course of the year, she was just pushing me away, and I didn't know why she was pushing me away. And I'm not going to lie, I had turned to drugs because I was looking to get a feeling that I wasn't getting at home.
Okay.
And so when things finally hit rock bottom for me, when I say things hit rock bottom, I'm talking like I looked at her one time and I said, I know you don't believe in me no more, but I just need you to tell me that you believe in me. And she looked at me and she said, what is there to believe in? And so, like, how I'm able to say that, you know, things had hit rock bottom for me. If you're in a committed relationship with somebody, y'all been married 15 years, so you done given two kids together, you've been making this household run, and somebody can say that to you, at that point, you have hit rock bottom. And she found my little drug stash, and when she found my drug stash, she told me that, and I used to keep it in a little gray container. I'll never forget the last words that she ever said to me, because up until this day, I haven't spoken to her on the phone. She didn't change her phone number, like actively keeping me from engaging with the children. Like that's why I'm standing on this platform. I had called my business brother because I just needed somebody to talk to. And when I was explaining my story to him, he said three words to me that are the platform for what it is that I'm doing. He sucked his teeth and he said, man, just get here. I said, what? He said, just get here. And I was like, you know what? Because literally all I had was my Jeep. Because I was a good husband. My wife was handling all the banking information. I'm working all these jobs, putting the money in the house account so that my wife can take care of herself and the kids and everything. Well, after she put me out, I didn't have access to anything. So literally all I had was a couple pieces of clothing that I had when I was doing travel therapy and the gas that was in my Jeep. And my business brother ushered the words to me. He said, man, just get here. And I gassed up my little Jeep, and I drove from Goldsboro, North Carolina, all the way down to his house in Macon, Georgia. And I stayed there until I got tired of feeling like I was mooching off him. And, you know, he was like, you're not mooching off me, man. I had only been there, like, maybe about 2 or 3 months. And, you know, I got tired of crying. He told me he got sick of seeing me with the sour grapes face. But I felt like, I was mooching off of him. When a man goes from working to not being able to add anything to the pot, and when I say I won't add anything to the pot, this man was feeding me. He was making sure that I had toiletries and necessities. I mean, he was even making sure I had a little spending money in my pocket. Like, this man was literally taking care of me. It really is. It really is. Like, I'm indebted to him to this day. I'm like my man on the internet. To this day.
Right.
He would never say that. But that's how I feel. And so I was sitting back and I was thinking, and I was like, I can't be the only person that feel like this. And then lo and behold, I started scrolling through some Facebook groups for fathers. And guess what? Not only am I not the only one who feels this way, but it's other fathers who have pretty similar predicaments. And similar predicaments is they literally want to be a father, but some don't have the resources or the capacity. Like, I'd like to visit with my children, but I ain't got nowhere to take my kids. I do now. Because now we're establishing this just get here. And with just get here, that's all I need for the fathers to do. If they can just get here, we're going to make sure that for the weekend, them and their children, they got something really interesting to eat. They'll be able to go out on the town, and they'll be able to be entertained, and they'll be able to have a good time in a safe, healthy, happy environment.
See there? And it's good you had somebody in your corner, because no telling where you would have been if you didn't have your business person in that corner to, I won't say take you in, but to take you in, because you could have been one of those statistics as a suicide person, you know, and that's just not,
it ain't no question about it. It ain't no question about it. You know, I'm very grateful for you, Inez. I am, because me knowing you personally, I can I feel very good being able to stand here and tell my story. But I'll tell anybody.
Okay.
Had it not been for Chris Ward telling me just get here, I would not be here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would
That's right.
I would have taken my own life a couple months ago, because I don't know if you've ever been estranged from your child, or to anybody who has ever lost a child. I don't know of any similar hurt that I can express to someone as to how that feels. Because the first, I thought I'd loved my wife when I got married, but then when she put this little ball of creation that we just made in my arms when my first son was born, that's when I began to understand what true unconditional love really is.
Right.
And then guess what? She took that from me. Yeah, then the second one came. I got two of them. Yeah. And she took that from me. And so she took from me what I knew as absolute unconditional love. And I was like, you know what?
It's almost...
It was devastating.
Go ahead.
It was devastating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want no more parts of this thing called life, because I was about to say that I used to, but I still call my children my reason and my inspiration. I had lost my reason and my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple dark moments, I had almost convinced myself that I no longer had a reason to live.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason I didn't kill myself on a number of occasions is because I couldn't leave that man to clean up my body and my blood in his house. I couldn't do that to him.
Right.
So had
right.
it not been
yeah.
for him and his... I wouldn't be having this conversation with y'all, because I wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
That's how I know this service is needed. It's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not the only one living this, but what I do know
right.
is going forth, as many brothers that I can help who feel this way, if I can keep them from feeling this way, I'm going to do my best.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Just Get Here is
and
all about.
Right, and you have a GoFundMe page, correct, for this?
That's what it would do anything. If you don't have money, then you're relegated to your physical presence. And so in us to be able to impact as many lives as we can, we've established a GoFundMe. And once we can get this GoFundMe up and running, we're probably going to turn the whole thing into a nonprofit organization, just so we can get as many different donations as we can, so that we can help as many people experiencing this as we can. You can go to GoFundMe, and you can type, I think you put the link on your blog site, didn't you?
It's out there. I have it. And if it's not, it's, of course, GoFundMe or GoFund.me/D as in boy, 6D as in dog, 50821. Again, that's https://gofund.me/B as in boy, 6D as in dog, 50821. Yes, I do have that out there, because I do have it in the chat too. So for those people
who
are out there listening, so, you know, and we do have some callers on the line. I know Sergeant Parks is out there. I'm gonna let him comment. See what he feels about being, you know, estranged from your family. You know, even though, and that's what I don't understand about women. Why do they use their children as pawns? Why? They gave you, or you gave them beautiful children, yet they want to keep them from you to hurt you, just to devastate you. That just hurts. But we're gonna let Mr. Parks talk about it and see if he has anything to say. Then we're going to let 2632 introduce himself and speak about it. Go ahead, Mr. Parks.
Yeah, hey, Wally, welcome to the show, man. And, you know, this is definitely what's happening to the black family.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're coming up with just get here is absolutely outstanding. I like that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
In fact, I love it and stuff because a lot of times we quit. You know, we quit. I've been there. I've done that. You know, we quit and keep on trying to do something else and stuff. And you always look back and say, damn, yeah, I got these kids. You know, I got to see my kids. Unfortunately, we got a lot of stuff against us. A whole lot of stuff. I would only say, you know, try to make sure that you can have some parity and stuff with your ex so that you can, you know, you're able to see your kids. And then when they get older, they'll probably, if she try to keep them from you now, how old are they?
11 and 6.
11 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? But are they both boys, a boy and a girl? Boy and a girl?
Both of them are boys.
Both of them are boys?
Yes.
Okay,
they're
yeah.
Both boys.
You know, even more so, brother. Even more so. Okay? Even more so, brother. They're gonna miss their dad. So she try and do everything that you can, man, to be able to connect with them. As much time as you're able to spend with them is gonna really pay off. Because the absent now, okay, they can have somebody else in the picture. Trying to be daddy or a significant other, but there's nothing like the blood. Now, sometimes we get it twisted where that we do things and stuff that runs us to other things, and then we want to get back into the picture and stuff. But you should be doing everything you can to see your kids. And then if you are trying to have a platform for other brothers, brothers and stuff to be able to see their kids, that's a powerful message. Because nobody knows what we're going to until you run into somebody else who's just going through the same thing you're going to. You know? People don't know. If they ain't been there, they don't know. So keep doing what you're doing, man. And I'm gonna get your numbers and stuff, and then maybe I can have you on my show to come and tell us about it, because what I deal with is a whole lot of kids ain't got no daddies. A whole lot of
That's the biggest thing that upsets me. It's like, you know, like anybody who actually knows me will tell you, I'm a good dad. I was taking my boys fishing. We used to go camping. Like, I was active with them and everything. And so here I am actually trying to be a father. And you got plenty of cats out here just making babies and ain't trying to do nothing with them. Here I am actually trying to do something with mine, and I'm being kept from mine. And so I'm going to do everything I can do to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. But one of the things that I'm holding on to the hardest is, y'all know, every little boy who has a single mom, it comes a point where they have a disagreement, and that little boy looks at his mom and says, I want to go live with my daddy. I'm just waiting on my day. I'm just waiting on my day. Because Wally didn't raise no fool.
Wally, get yourself mentally and physically in a place, because see what's going to happen and stuff when you get ready to go through the courts. Okay, they're going to say, what you done, where you been, what are you holding on to? You see what I'm saying? If you don't have the foundation and stuff now to bring them over for your visitations and stuff and do things with them then that's a mark against you, man. Now you're fighting an uphill battle. Get yourself mentally in place and stuff so that you'll be able to tell them, yeah, this is what I'm doing. You seem like you got good credentials and you got people that's vouching for you and stuff. That's what you need, you know. And if she's seriously trying, okay, not to get you to not let you see your kids, you need to be able to approach that calmly and legally. You know,
correct.
A lot of brothers get mad and they go, I'm going to take my kids and stuff and wow. You know, who the court ordered them to be with. Now you just violated the court order because you let your heart and everything say, you ain't nobody going to stop me from seeing my kids. Now you got to do it the right way.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is definitely why I'm trying to establish this place and establish these resources. So the same message that you're telling me, I can tell the young men, hey, don't act like that, because the court system is not designed to work in your favor. If you need the minute
That's
to
correct.
Calm down and talk to somebody about what's going on, just get here. If you actually do make it mm-hmm. to the court system, they're going to want to know, well, what are you going to do with the kids? Well, what's your answer? Well, I got a spot where I'm going to take them where we can go every month for the weekend. And all they got to do is just mm-hmm. get here. It all goes in mm-hmm. together. Absolutely.
And put together, mm-hmm. I love it. You got together some kind of legal representation so that once you get with these brothers and stuff that's missing their kids and stuff, that they can get the wisdom and stuff on how to fight this thing. A lot of times we just don't know. You know, we figure, oh, this is, I'm the legal father and then nothing should outrule that. No. You need to be able to process everything and be have the legal terminations and stuff down and be able to make sure that you're in the light, so to speak. And this program here, where you're reaching other people and stuff, if you're reaching kids, if you're reaching young kids to try and keep them from going through some of the problems and stuff that you have when you get married and you get a divorce and stuff, and then you got kids, we need to be sending the message to them, and that message needs to be, okay, back it up. You need to wrap it up, to how you feel about it and stuff, until you get on your foot to be able to do that. You know, wrap it up. And
right.
What's the consequences mm-hmm. of you having a baby and stuff now at whatever age that you're in? It's going to come back to haunt you. That's what we need to be telling them. And then giving them some confidence. Hey, you know, you can do anything you want to do. What do you want to be in life? How far you want to go in life? You know? So that's the word and stuff. But make sure you got some you got some way of legally, got some legal people and stuff to be able to tell them, hey, this is what's happening. I remember a brother about 10 years ago in Seattle that I met during an NAACP conference in Seattle, probably about 10 years ago. Same thing happened to him. He had two boys, okay? He created this thing, and right off the bat, other preachers and churches and stuff, they jumped right on that, and they helped him. And he had those different seminars and stuff at the church, at the pay nothing, and everybody was right there because everybody knew that he had good character and that he was a good man. So, you know, that's some of those things and stuff, you know, but I'm sure you got it well under control. I can't wait to hear more about this program that you got, man, so that maybe I can be talking to you all these people around here. Half of them in jail, but half of them in jail and got kids and stuff, just acting stupid. You know, don't have no kind of male representation.
We've got
stuff,
to have the legal piece. Because it doesn't just start with them being able to see their kids. The next step needs to help them have regular access to the children. And so, yeah,
Absolutely.
That's a legal fight
Absolutely.
That most of what I'm finding out here are woefully unarmed to be able to participate in. You ask them what
That's
they
right.
need, the first thing they do is throw their hands up and say, I don't know. And so Just Get Here is going to be in a position to be able to say, hey, man, if you just get here, we're going to take care of all of that for you.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
That's good, man. I like that. I like that, bro.
And can we hear from our other guest on the line? Ends in 2632. You have anything to say about Just
Yes, I do. I'm the flight deck coordinator, a.k.a. Chris Ward. I'm the one that you're talking about.
Yes, the man of the hour.
I came in and you were talking about me. I heard my name. Like, I just got here. What did I do?
Nothing. I was just giving my inspiration. The only thing you did do was talk about my sour grape face. But it was the sour grape face that encouraged me to get up off the whining couch and actually do something with it. So, like, hey, man, let me give you your flowers.
Don't be walking around eating all the grapes. Let me have
some. Yes.
And y'all make some wine. Just as long as make some wine.
I done made enough wine for everybody. I done made the wine. We made so much wine. We that we're...
But I do want to chime in. I heard a lot.
And all of this, man.
I come from a different kind of like a. I got a whole different perspective and different background. That's like when I told Mega Bread, just get here, bro. Come on, just get here. Don't worry about nothing. Just get here. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up with a stepfather, but I didn't have, like, my dad wasn't in my life. I knew who he was. He was semi in my life. He lived in a whole different city. I grew up in San Diego, California, and my dad still lives in Los Angeles, California. But we didn't have, I knew who he was. We didn't have a bad relationship, but we didn't have a good relationship. He gave me some tips along the way, but it wasn't worth nothing. And we had a situation where we tried to rekindle, because I have an older brother as well and a younger cousin that my dad raised as, like, his son, because my aunt passed away when my cousin was probably, like, 10 years old. So I watched my dad raise his nephew as his son, but he neglected two of his own children when we talk about father and being in a child's life.
I can relate to that. Yeah. Same thing happened to me. Just the flip side of that was that my mom, my dad and stuff were never, ever in our lives, period. You know, we had three older kids, okay, was never in our lives. Oh, we knew where he lived, hell. We could throw a rock at where he lived, okay. But my stepfather, you know, he stepped in at a time, man, where that I don't believe if he hadn't came into our lives the time that he did, we'd all be dead now. You know, we'd be dead now. That was on the curve for us to be dead. He was in the military, so hey, he took us to Europe, and then we just started saying, oh. We do that. We wanted to be in the military, especially me and my brother, who's 1 year younger than I am. We wanted to be in the military. We wanted to epitomize what was going on, you know. Got a chance to travel all over everywhere. Got back, went to ROTC in high school, you know. I got drafted, but he enlisted into the Army and stuff, and, oh, man, that was just like eye-opener, you know.
And see, I kind of got a military background as well, because my stepdad was actually military. He was Navy, and my biological father was a Marine. And they just so happened to be the same age, born in the same year, both Vietnam vets, but they weren't. Again, that military, you think, when a man enters the military, he gets that military training and he comes out and he's military strong. That's not true.
Yep.
That's not true for all of them.
And no, I'm, no, like,
I got
right.
living proof.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
My, both of them. My stepdad came out. He was a hard-working man. He was a brick mason. So he was hard-working, worked 12 hours a day. My biological father came out, and he was a hustler, and he went back to hustling. They have the prestige of being in the military. They had something, but what we think they come out as, that's not always true. And even though they got it, they don't know how to teach it, because everybody is not a drill sergeant. Everybody's not the commander of the battalion.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's not for everybody, man. You know, like, I had been married 3 times and stuff, you know, my first, you know, my kids by my first wife, you know. I'm real close to all of them now, because I know my daughter and stuff real good and stuff, you know. And it's a point in life where that, like, right now, every time I see them and their kids and stuff, man, it's just like, wow, you know. Sometimes I feel like, wow, I'm really blessed and stuff that they were able to just call me dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Call me dad, because my head was in a place one time. Everything I want to do is just travel, you know. Go to one station to the next station and stuff, and then hustle after women, every woman that you think of. You know, every place that I went, you know, but I'm really blessed and stuff to be able to, and that's time that you can never get back. That's time that you can't give them. You can't give them
right.
That time.
So
you know,
let me ask
the only
question.
Thing I can do is listen to them and try and be there for them and stuff. But I understand what you're talking about.
So
I understand
I got
what you're talking about. I also know
what,
some brothers
what
been in
the woman a right to take away
they divorced and they don't even speak to their kids. You know, we were playing golf and I said, wow, man, won't you call me? So we're 34 years old now. And I said, wow, somebody got it back. Oh, they're better off and stuff. Well, you never know until you at least try to reach out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to me and stuff what? Is that, wow, like, no, man, they got their own lives and no, I don't want to do this. No, you. And then every time when you just have to say, hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't there. You know, you fall off your bicycle, you get back on your bicycle, you keep going. I know it's a mental part of you that's screaming and stuff, what took place with this. No, it wasn't your fault. You know, you get
mm-hmm.
back on your bicycle and you keep riding. You want to be high. And I'm really blessed, man. All my kids are doing good, and they're intelligent and stuff. You know, they're taking care of their kids. You know, I'm really, really blessed. You know, but I understand where you're coming from.
Chris, you said you had a question about women. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was just asking what gives a right. What gives a woman the right to take that away from a man and his child? Especially when we have, you know, time is limited on this place we call Earth.
And as I have stated before, they want to use the children as pawns, you know, to get back at the man for something that, quote unquote, they may not have done, or maybe what she wants. And it's like she doesn't understand the power that she has over the children and over that man, because it's just, to me, it's just wrong. I mean, I've been divorced twice, one with a child and one without a child. And one thing I said I would never, ever, ever hold my child as a pawn or away from her father, because it's not fair. Because you will, what do you call it, you will mess up a man's life and his head because you are playing the, oh, I got this over your head thing. I got your children over your head, and you can't have them unless you do such and such. Oh, I need some money, but you can't see Johnny Boy because I need such and such. That is not right. And women out there, you shouldn't do that. I can understand it if they were beating the children or molesting them or doing something wrong.
Did you call it woman scorn?
But that's a different...
I can't even let you have a woman being scorned, because the only thing I didn't do for my wife is I didn't buy.
You're coming in and out, Wally. You keep on dropping off, so I don't know if it's your phone or what. Go ahead.
Take action, Wally. Like this. I'm here.
Okay, because you cut out, so we don't know what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I said was, I can't let it be so much as a woman being scorned, because I didn't do anything wrong to my wife, not to my working knowledge. The only thing I didn't do was buy her a house before my first child was born, because I knew I couldn't afford to pay all the bills and bring a child into this world, including a mortgage. And so, like, but then the thing is, she's a narcissist, and there needs to be some type of repercussion for what has happened here. And you're talking about what happens to the man. No, what happens to these two boys who get to watch this woman destroy this man? So now what did they grow up thinking? Who did they grow up looking at? Now what would they become having seen this? That's what my concern is. Now, you got a whole bunch of women out here talking about it ain't no good men out here. It ain't no good men out here. Look at the women who are putting the men out and subsequently what they raising. This who the modern day woman is trying to date now. Tell me I'm lying.
It's a two-way street. This is two-way street, but, you know, once the kids are already here, you know, so you need to figure out, and you probably already figured out how you need to get to it. It sounds like to me it's more legal now than anything else, and she won't let you see them, and that's really against the law. They have to go to that state where that they can. Somebody else had to figure it out. Oh, okay, well, you got visitation rights or you don't got visitation rights, you know. So she'll figure it out. She'll figure it out that at this time and stuff. Just hopefully that when you get a chance to see them, then you're just saying, love you, listen to them, you know, what do you want to be? You know, just, you know, support your kids, man, any way that you can. And I know that's tough when she won't let you see them. Y'all in the same town?
Oh, no, nah, man. Like, I had to leave the city I was in.
What?
He left.
North Carolina, right?
North Carolina. South Carolina, South Carolina, the craziest places in the world. They are cool. You talking about legal. Oh, man. I know I'm from Georgia. Okay? They're crazy, but you got to fight the battle, man. Fight the battle. That's a good fight. That's the only fight that you should be fighting until your dying day, brother. Make them make
sure. In order for them to fight, they understand.
That's right. Because if you don't, they're going to be just like so many other black kids, growing up, getting out of the streets, killing each other, okay? And thinking about the broom, they don't have no clue about what the game is, you know? This is a big game, and we're all just cannon fodder, okay? All blacks are cannon fodder. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that until you figure out the stuff that you know what's going on, and you know how to engage this. A lot of brothers don't. A lot of brothers don't want to engage it.
And what we're discussing this evening to those who are listening out there is single dads. Where do they go? Where can they go? So we have the initiative on the table as Just Get Here, and Mr. Wally Bond is trying to raise money so that single dads have somewhere to take their children. And, you know, all you have to do is just get here. That's what we're talking about. And so if you want to join in the conversation, it's 845-241-9985. Again, that's 845-241-9985. So go ahead, fellas, with the conversation. But single dads, you do have somewhere that you can go as long as we can get some money raised through this GoFundMe. And that's GoFund.me/B 6D50821. GoFund.me/B as in boys, 6V as in dog, 50821. So let's go ahead and continue with the conversation. Mr. Wally?
So for people who weren't listening when we first started, Just Get Here is a concept that was born out of necessity for myself to be able to help people, help single fathers have resources and a place to go when, I hate to sound circular, but when they are single fathers, because the court system doesn't work in our favor. And like in my case, I was actually asked to leave my house. And because I was asked to leave my house, it's no way I could go to the court system and say, well, I want to have the kids for the weekend because I didn't have anywhere to go with them. But with the establishment
Correct.
Of this, that'll never have to happen to anybody else. Because all they have to do is go to the court and say, well, this is where we're going for the weekend, or this is where we're going for the week, and all we got to do is just get here. From this conversation
right.
that we've been having with the caller, this is going to expand into something much grander, much greater, to
mm-hmm.
where we're going to actually be able to help these fathers with the legal matters. We're going to be able to help them with the mental matters, because that's been one of the biggest parts of this thing for me, is dealing with this thing from a mental part. I mentioned earlier in the show that me actually having to, I don't want to say walk away from my kids, but when my wife asked me to leave the house, I it was not too many days later where I had actually become suicidal. Had it not been for my friend, my business brother, Chris Ward, who was the one who gave me the title for this thing, when I was calling and I was crying him, and
Amen.
He said, bruh, just get here. Had it not been for him telling me to just get here, y'all wouldn't even be talking to me right now. So that's why we try to do
Amen.
This.
Hold on. Tell them what we did when you got here. First thing we did.
That man took me out. We was living it up, man. Look, and that's why I say
we
didn't
tell
them
what we did. Tell them what we did.
You tell them.
Tell them what we did.
Look, you tell them.
I
done too much talking already. You tell them.
No, you tell
you
them. No, you tell them. Somebody tell us.
Look, when he got here, the first thing we did,
uh-huh.
we went straight to the strip club.
You went where?
And
where?
I got him a lap dance.
Oh Lord.
No, it's about mental shifting. It's about mental shifting. Like something had to take my mind off the fact that I didn't want to be here no more. And that was like, you know
yeah.
what? If we can do this again, life might not be so bad, because I was even though we were in that environment, I was able to experience feelings that I hadn't been able to feel in a long time. And so it's nice
yep.
to be able to be around people who are willing to take some people might say that's unorthodox, but you know what? In this situation, it worked. I'm still here. So, you know, somebody,
right.
he might not should have done that. Like, no, that was necessary for us. That was necessary
yeah.
for
uh-huh.
us. I'm still here. And so, like,
I was going to say, my philosophy on life, and that's why I took him there, is temporary sense gratification. So as soon as he got to me, I wanted to satisfy him, like one of his senses or some of his senses, because I knew he was numb, because I've been through breakups, not
uh-huh.
divorces. I've never been married, but I've dated women with
uh-huh.
children. So I have some kind of tie to them as far as like stepdad. But I knew how he was feeling, and he'd been at work. Like, I talk to him almost every day. He's at work. And then if
uh-huh.
he's not at work, he's with the boys. And then she just told him to get out. So
wow.
I went to go.
Just because she wanted to be satisfied, probably. And fellas, listen. This doesn't have to be in one state. Well, that's another day. But what it is it's just not in North Carolina. It's just not in Texas. It's just not in Georgia. This could be U.S.-wide, because men need somewhere to take their children. And it just frustrates me that they can't. So with this GoFundMe, we can start, what do you call it? Not units, but chapters all over the United States and different, you know, this could be massive. But we need your help.
Yeah,
we need your help.
Right, and we're working
you
with
know.
And we're doing that.
Go ahead.
And we're actually going to do it through and use Airbnb as the platform.
Okay. Okay.
Well, and that's
and
my
Airbnb
charge.
And Airbnb is Chris.
Yeah, Airbnb.com. That's the short-term and long-term rental platform
mm-hmm.
that everybody's using. They just actually, I'm an ambassador and a super host on Airbnb. So I'm offering
okay.
I'm offering up my, you know, my location in Georgia as the flagship
mm-hmm.
location. Just
okay.
Fred, just get here. So
Thanks.
I mean, and
that's gonna be,
that's what he needed.
Yeah,
that's what
he
needed.
And
we can start
that. So you need a friend, man. You need a friend. They're
uh-huh.
hard to come by. You know, I'm going to say that's priceless to have somebody you
right.
can talk to and stuff to be able to do that. And that's another one of my pet peeves and stuff is that we don't do enough because we don't trust each other, you know. To know a person for
mm-hmm.
many years and all of a sudden you get in a tight spot and they don't, nobody know you no more. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's priceless, man. You got a priceless friend, man. And hey, you guys are actually the kind of people I like to be around.
Appreciate that.
And so if you're
indeed.
Out there in any state, call in and say, yeah, I'm a single dad. All the single daddies, we just got to do a song, I guess, about it. But, you know, you have somewhere to go, so don't think, you know, you are alone. Okay, don't think you're ever by yourself. You always have somewhere to go. You may not know where to go, but you always, you know, you have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have the web, World Wide Web, and now you have a place where you can take your children, Airbnb. It can be in Florida. It can be in California. It can be in Washington, D.C. But we got to raise the funds so that you can get there. Just get there, and everything else seems like it will be taken care of. You'll have, you know, housing. You'll have somewhere that's safe, somewhere that's clean, somewhere that you want to take your children. So I just had to say that. Go ahead.
We're going to make sure they have food, and we're going to make sure they have entertainment because those are the two biggest expenses. And a lot of with my professional degree as a speech pathologist, me having worked with families, I know a lot of dads just don't know what to do with their children, especially single fathers.
Uh-huh.
So we're already going to have a list of activities that y'all will be able to engage in whenever y'all show up to where you are. So if they should happen to go to one of our, like, locations in Georgia, well, we're going to feed them for the 2 days, and their activity is probably going to be the Georgia Aquarium and the Georgia Zoo. Both of
nice.
Those are educational
nice.
Activities, and those are two things that the whole family can enjoy. All they got to do is make it to the location.
Just get there. Just get here, I should say. And we do have another caller that just joined us out of New York. You want to introduce yourself? The last four is 2070. I know that he's a single dad, in essence. And so go ahead and introduce yourself, please, and tell us where you're calling from. And if you're currently not speaking on the phone, please mute your line. Al, is that you out there? 2070. Al? Okay. So I guess he's just listening right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is, you know who this is. This is Al. He's Big Vegas from when we were down in South Carolina. That's who that is. Oh, he just went, I probably think something was wrong with his phone because he hung up. He'll probably come back in. But
no, Al's not.
But it's like,
Al's got all this
there
day.
Are a lot of.
We need to let him get the mic.
I know, huh?
He got a lot of knowledge and gems to drop.
Yes, he does. Yeah. But I mean, and this, I try to open up my platform, open up the radio so that people can talk to each other and find new friends and find new outlets because a lot of times people don't know where to go. And like a few weeks ago, we had, you know, when suicide doesn't work. And I'm glad that Megabred / Wally didn't do that, because he wouldn't be here right now, you know, on this platform and opening up this platform for those men who don't have anywhere to go to take their children. So we just appreciate, you know, him doing that, and Chris giving him the words, just get here. And sometimes that's all you need. Just get here could be the I love you of fatherhood. Just get here. I love you, bruh. Just get here. You know, it don't have to be no, you know, bromance or anything like that, but just getting here, just so that you know that you have a place to take your kids. It's like, I don't have anywhere to take them. Come on, let's just get here in California. Let's just get here in Florida. Let's just get here at Six Flags. It doesn't matter. You guys, call in, and I don't have Wally's, I do have Wally's telephone number, but I mean, sometimes just an email or just the GoFundMe just to get started, sometimes you need to have that circle to be completed by other people. And said, bro, I'm going through the same thing. How you handling it? Man, I'm not handling it very good because, man, I just don't know what to do. I got these kids, and I want to take them somewhere, but this woman over here won't allow me to take them nowhere unless I'm supervised. Well, no, you don't have to be supervised. You don't have to do any of that. So Wally's back in your hands.
If anybody wants to look for me, you can find me on Facebook, Wally Vaughn Jr. Wally Vaughn Jr. Find me on Facebook. I'd be glad to talk to single dads, but I do offer a service. I tell people, look, I'm not the counselor. I'm not the therapist. Just helping everyday people with everyday problems make every day better than the day before. Because literally, that's
nice.
All we're trying to do. And when I was at my lowest, that's all I needed. All I needed was for the next day to not be like the previous days by any measure. And so I have a service to help people out there. But definitely, single dads, if y'all are out there and you need somebody to listen to you or somebody to help you figure out what would be the next most appropriate direction, that's something I'm willing to do for us. I didn't say for y'all. I said for us, because I too am right in that vein. It's different when you're taking advice from somebody who hadn't been through whatever it is that you're experiencing. But when you're listening to somebody who has been where you are, or who even is where you are, it's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. It's a more powerful conversation. And I can't.
Right.
I gotta stress, you are not alone. I'm singing on Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. You are not alone. I am here.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. Is this exclusively for single dads? And this is the question. What about single moms that, like we don't have let's say we don't have contact with the dad, being he might be has transitioned, might be in prison, or just an X factor, like unknown.
Not my mission, and I'm sorry that sounds a little callous, but that's not my mission. I'm here and I'm trying to get to my kids. But if that wants to be something that you want to support, where it's children who need male influence, that'd be something definitely I stand in solidarity with you on. But this is a separate mission. This is for fathers who are
just
here.
Question.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good question. That's a good question. My platform is for fathers
There's other organizations that are already designed and operation for those situations.
And that's what I was going to say. There are. And women, I mean, men are so excluded and they don't have anything. And it's sad to see so many men out on the street with nowhere to go who want to take their kids somewhere. Women, we always have other women. Oh, girlfriend, come on over, blah, 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 blah. How many men have said, bro, come on over, you know, to my man cave? You don't hear that. And I'm glad that this is happening, because this doesn't happen on a normal. You don't usually find a place where men can take their children, you know, that's quote-unquote safe. You know, you always have to run to a shelter. You don't want to take your children to no shelter. You want to take them somewhere. Oh, Dad, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go. Why are you taking me to no shelter? I can't do nothing in no shelter. No. So I just appreciate, you know, this thought process of going through it and taking it to another level for the fellows, because women, we have so much stuff already. I'm just saying that because we do. Everything is for the woman. We always look out for the woman. Who looks out for the main man, the head of the household? You know, when he is thrown out, put out, shut down, put down, thrown down, tread on, spit on, you know, who does that? They commit suicide.
Nobody. Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. They commit suicide.
You can literally, for 20 years of your life, get up and go to work every day and build an empire, and you can lose it all just because she's not happy about something.
Correct. But the stroke of a pen or the court system. Yep. That's true. And that's the same. But it's I'm pro for the fellas because I've always wanted to open up a place where people can go after they get out of jail and they don't have nowhere to go. I don't care if it's male or female because they don't have, they come out, and I saw Shawshank Redemption. Boy, that had me torn up for the first time all the way through. It's like that man didn't know what to do because he's been in jail for so long. You know, and men are in jail for so long that life changes, and it's like, just like I think it was OG, the OG show that came on. He was in jail, and everything around him had changed. We have to slowly bring these people up to specs and into life and the network that we're in now, because next thing you know, we're going to be looking like the Jetsons when they come out of jail, flying cars and everything like that. So we have to slowly bring those people who have been in jail back into society, you know. So I just appreciate, you know, you doing this just to get here, you know, just to take the time to even think about it. Thank you, Chris. I'm doing the hands clap together, you know, bowing. Thank you, Chris, for taking in bruh, because he is a good staple in life. He's got a friend in you. You know, y'all been to my house, boy. But anyways, that's another story. So, I mean, you know, your initiative, Wally, is just get here. You know, I don't care. You can take me to, what is it? I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. That's going to be a
you
theme song.
You can reach it by sailboat, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
By caravan. I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. That's
just
gonna be a theme song.
Just get here.
If a man has to sing it, you know, I don't care. Just get here if you can. So you have somewhere to go. I mean, I'm not mumbling, but it's just a shame that men don't have these places. If there are, there's far and few in between. Back in your hands,
well,
my man.
About making the connection. Once we start making the proper connection, because we look like we get beat up and look down upon in society, but we are actually the most valuable asset to this planet. And not being egotistical, like that's why we were designed that
way. Chris, it does. It is, and it takes two to tango, so we need to work together. And that's, I don't mind being here to work together with you guys. Even, I'm a woman, but still, I still understand a man's, you know, a man's heart. And when you take something, say what?
I said the man's strife.
What'd you say? Yes, because I've seen it. I've seen so many men being, you know, brought down. Hey, you know, and it's not fair. I just don't think it's fair, but I'm glad a man is stepping up to this to take on the challenge, because he can speak for a man's perspective because he's been there. I can't speak there. I can just be there for you. as a shoulder, you know. It's like, yeah, bro, I understand where you're coming from, because I've seen it. It's like, he ain't going to have his child this week. No, And just give him his child just because you want to go out. No, boo-boo, that don't work right. No. Spare time. That's your spare time. You both made them. He couldn't have made it without you. You can't have made this child without him. So y'all need to split down hairs down the middle and be fair. That's what I would tell a woman. I would cuss a woman out, and I don't even cuss.
But you know what? I'll be honest with you. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Uh-huh.
We need more solid grown women telling these young women where they wrong. Because as we're the same age, they see us as equal.
Uh-huh.
And it ain't no big mama no more, because big mama now some young mama in the club. So we actually need professional, headstrong, established women to be like referees and let these young women know,
right,
like, hey, you in the wrong for this. You wrong for that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And they may not listen, but shoot, they're going to go down the whole, you know, oh, I don't have no man because, you know, of this. Well, that's your fault. You did that to him. He didn't do that. He's trying to be there for those children. You're trying to take the children away. You trying to put him in jail. He's not trying to get to jail. You're trying to put him in jail because you want him to slap you. You want him to beat you. But he has to walk away and be a man so that he doesn't end up in the system. So, sister,
that's
girlfriends
why, look,
out there who's doing your man wrong.
People are like,
mm-hmm.
Well, why did you leave?
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave North Carolina because I would have, they'd have been, what is it, an Amber Alert?
They'd have
stealing my own kids. Yeah.
See that? Yeah. And it should, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Women, you know, come on now. You know, unless the man is just being out there being a dog and being nasty and molesting your child, beating your child, beating you, come on, be fair. If you don't want to be with him, don't be with him, but don't hold the children as pawns. It's not right. It's not fair. Because you guys got together in this position. You know, either you didn't strap him up or he didn't strap up, but y'all made a child. So don't put that child in the middle of everything and then have the child hating both of you for being in the position and predicament that they're in. That's all I got to say about that there. Yeah. Next person. I know Sergeant Parks has got something because he always button in. What you got to say, Sergeant Parks?
Well, I look at it as a two-way street. Okay, we have Wally's side of what's going on, and I know for a fact that that's happening every day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, you know, I like to give not a shout out, but just do what his ex would say. What the problem is, Wally? If I might ask you, what do you think that she would say? What is the problem?
You can't ask her that because I I was able to get her phone records, and I can tell you exactly what the problem is. The problem is she was talking and entertaining other men. So I doubt that she would honestly answer that. So I don't know.
Okay, that's normally what takes place and stuff. You know, infidelity and stuff is one of the roots and stuff of which we find ourselves into and on the other side of the deal. You know, so to me it sounds like legally you need to go back there and you need to establish the fact that you need to have visitation right to your kids. I would even get a private investigator and stuff, because if you have nothing to say when you get there, then people are going to say, yeah, everything she said is true, you know. So make sure you know how to fight fire with fire and stuff.
And that's why we're putting the phone thing together.
Yeah.
But I was going to say something first. You got to have money to get a private. You got to have money to get a private investigator. When you just down and out, how are you going to get a private investigator? Do you think you're going to do pro bono? Will this fund that Wally is doing? Well, that's going to fund that. No, you got to have money to go after things like that. So the best thing to do is to walk away, and kind of let things happen, because you know what's done in the dark comes to the light. So therefore, what she's doing is going to come back on her and going to rip her apart, because she's wrong. She's just dead wrong, as the song says.
There's always evidence.
It's true. Yep. Right, that's right. And so you just have to let it play out. And it's like, you know, then she's going to come back on her knees, groveling or whatever they want to say, saying, bro, I'm so sorry I did this to you, because something's going to happen to her. Something will happen to her so devastating that she's going to look back on what she did to Wally and going to say, you know, this happened only because of what I did to somebody else. No doubt. That's what's going to happen. You know, that's what's going to happen. Something's going to happen to her so devastating that, you know, she's going to say, well, I'm so sorry. You know, can I take you back? And he better not, because I will beat him down like a runaway slave.
Once you done show me you don't need me, you don't get me no more. You done lost all your little access to me.
Yeah, right. And you know, but it is, I mean, because God may award Wally the kids because of something that she is doing or has done. Because if she's, flouncing around or fluting around with all these men, the kids are going to see, that's not my daddy. You're not my daddy. I want my daddy, you know. Why isn't my daddy in my life? And that's just going to just hopefully wrench her heart so hard that it's like, why do I not have him, I mean, in the life? You know, because I think Wally was trying to do, like, what do you call it, split custody or joint custody or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, and, you know, I don't know what happened there, but it's like, mm-mm. That's just, you know, for some strange reason, she just wants those children to herself. Heck, he's not even paying child support. Is he asking for child support? Nope.
If you put you can get child, you can't child get, support.
Right.
You can hang that up. Because I was taking care of the kids. You put me out. You decided by asking me to leave that you could do this. So you know what? You and all your little male friends you've been entertaining, y'all got this. Don't ask me for nothing. The only help I can give you is to give me my kids.
Right, yeah. Or at least spend some time with them.
But Wally, the court might not see that. You know,
I know the court ain't going to see that. That's why I be telling people that the court system does not work in our favor. But
we're actually living in another state from her, right? You're now living in another state from where she is?
Go on.
Who said go on?
You're in Georgia. She's in South Carolina. Is that the thing?
Just enough.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, so you're gonna have to go back there sometime to establish that, because that's where the kid's physical home is. But when you get back there, I would say go sooner than, you know, once you get your money to establish yourself back there, because I don't think the court would even consider if you're in another state. And the kids have been raised, they're 11 and 6 years old, been raised all of their life in that one place. I know, because my son had the same thing. The young lady, she wanted to go to Spokane somewhere and do something, just pull him up from everything that he knows, you know. So you got to just make sure that you're prepped and what to take, what's supposed to take place there. You got to go fight this battle in South Carolina. You know, I know you know that. I'm just saying, arm yourself.
Hmm. Right, right. That's right.
They might not even let you take them out of state for visitation. If you get visitation right, they might say that, no, you can't take them out of the state for fear that you might just keep on going.
By the time all of this becomes relevant, I won't have to take them out of this state. You know why? Because we'll have Just Get Here locations right where they are. So guess what? All I have to do is just get there. That's why I'm asking people to donate to this nonprofit, to this GoFundMe, so people like myself won't have to experience what I'm going through in the future.
Question, Wally. Will she allow you to take the kids is a question I wanted to ask. Not let you.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know because
Just be prepared, man. Because some illegal mind will be able. Because there's loopholes and stuff that you go to. But if you've been out of state away from them for a certain amount of time, that's going to weigh on the court. I know. I've seen this thing happen before. You know,
yeah. Let me ask you a question, though. One thing that's also going on in the court is the reason why he's out of the state. Like, he didn't leave or abandon his family. He was actually, like, he was told to leave, so he's in another state. For not her actions, he wouldn't be where he's at right now. He'd be right at home with his son. Raising his son, providing for his family.
He went somewhere else to regroup, to get his reputation and stuff intact. And, you know, you got to answer for that. You know, this is what I had to do. That's what opportunity was. I had to go down here and get this squared away. Now I'm back. You know.
No,
you don't walk in there thinking because they're going to ask that question. You know. Well, you've been there how long and how many times and stuff. You know, and all of that's going to work in her favor, you know. So you get a chance and stuff, send something to them. If you know, if you got relatives and stuff in South Carolina, send them a few dollars and stuff so they can actually give them. That's going to establish you as supporting your kids, okay? Anything you can do along those lines and stuff, and this specifically goes for that. Go for this, or close, or go for that, or something.
I think what honestly be best is let somebody who's in a better legal position, who's versed in this, be able to speak to this instead of us rendering speculation.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I got you. But, yeah, because I was going to ask you, if you started like a college fund for them, would that help in your behalf? But like you said, let's talk to, you know, we get the legal people, the legal beagles in the subject and say, okay, this is what's the best thing to do. But if she asks you to leave, you know, they're going to say, well, why didn't you fight? It's like, what am I going to fight for? Fight a losing battle because she don't want me there? What am I going to do? Get the police called on me because I stayed there, and next thing you know, we're in this battle.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you how the conversation.
No, you're fine.
She said, I think you need to leave. I said, kiss my ass. This is my house. I'm not going anywhere. She said, well, fine. I'll take the kids and leave. And so I said, no, I'm not going to allow you to parade my kids around with this foolish charade, so I'll leave.
Hmm. He was a man about it.
What do you do? Okay then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want the kids out in the street, so you said, "Well, I can probably find something myself." I'm just speaking. You know, better for me to leave than to try to take the kids out. Which that's the better man than, you know, trying to fight them and then stuff gets all out of hand. So.
Don't give a reason to have loopholes and stuff, man, and what's going on. Just cover the bases, you know. cover the bases. Make sure you cover the bases and stuff. Like brother said, get a legal mind and stuff to actually tell you and stuff. And you can go online and find some people and stuff that's been working this for years. Just, you know, take what they say, and then when you get ready to go to that legal person and stuff, well, you know this. You know that. You know, don't step into court and stuff without enough ammunition. That's the worst thing.
Yeah,
that
in the same breath, that's another reason why I'm doing this GoFundMe. I said in the same breath, that's another reason I'm doing this GoFundMe, is because when I find other gentlemen who need this type of assistance, I can't ask people to do this type of work pro bono. And so we'll actually need these coffers to be able to actually help these people. You know, I might be able to get a lawyer to be able to do this once or twice. There are actually hundreds, if not, no, it's probably tens of thousands of men who are experiencing what I'm experiencing. And so we can't be asking people to do this pro bono. That's why we need people to go ahead and donate to this thing so that we can help as many people in this position as we can.
You can ask anybody. Right. They can say no, you know. You can ask anybody. You come up, you put the program together. You put this program together. Okay, I guarantee you that somebody's going to want to chip in and say, yeah, we'll do that. Probably somebody that's a legal man that's got money that's already been to what you've been through. You know, so don't tell yourself short without asking you. You ask everybody, anybody you know, cooperation or whatever. Just make sure that you got your bases covered. That's all I'm saying, bro. Make sure you got it. Sound like you got your bases covered. And I hate to be the devil's advocate and stuff, but that's what I do. That's what certain parts do. You know.
Right, that's cool. Hey,
yeah.
He got his bases covered and he got a third base coach.
Yeah. Come on now, Will. Come on, sir. Talk to him now. Talk to him now.
Yeah, Chris, you hang that with him and stuff because he's with you through thick and thin and stuff. So you got somebody that you can use as a sounding board. A lot of guys out there you're trying to reach don't have that. You know us. We hard-headed. We don't want to listen. You can't come to me with no program, and I've been on the program 40 years, you know. Because I ain't going to listen, you know, unless you get my attention and stuff and get me to listen and stuff. So you got that person. You got that person going to listen to you. He's with you here on this line. So he cares about you. But make sure you cover your bases because that's how we get it. We think we're going to be riding high and we'll be shot down in May. You know, over some BS that we already got, you know. And you gotta hit her hard. You gotta hit her hard and fast. Without her even thinking about it. She thinks about now, oh, you don't care nothing about these things. I can do anything I want to. You gotta put this together, man, and hit her hard. Bam, bam, bam. You know. And then she's thinking, wow. Where I messed up at? What did I do wrong? Who was I screwed with? What did I do? You know. That's all I'm saying, Wally.
Yep, I'm with it. I'm with it. Inez, I want to thank you for allowing me to get on your platform. I want to thank you for your friendship, for your vote of confidence, and thank you for your ongoing continued support. And I look forward to talking with you all again.
Okay. As we said before, this is Just Get Here, presented by Mr. Wally Vaughn, Mega Bread, and you can find him as Sir Wally Vaughn, and that's on Instagram, and Wally Vaughn Jr. on Facebook, and he's promoting his GoFundMe project, Just Get Here, and that's under GoFund.me/B as in boy. 6D as in dog, 50821. And, you know, you can reach out, direct message him, Insta message him, whatever you need to do to message him to find out more if you want to assist him maybe in your areas. Hey, have your own chapters and with Mr. Chris Ward, his Airbnbs, as he's the ambassador for Airbnb. So, you know, I just think it's a great thing because we don't have enough places for men to take their children. you know, without feeling just like, you know, I don't have anything. So now we have something. Let's get it in all 50 states plus Puerto Rico, Mexico, and wherever else it's going to be. But we got something, and I'm just glad that these two gentlemen came up with this concept because it's needed. It's very necessary, and because we are losing our black men and we are losing our children, and they're becoming things that they shouldn't be becoming. But that's another story, too. So I want to thank Mr. Wally Vaughn, Mr. Chris Ward, for jumping in with me tonight last minute. I saw this on, what was it, what did I say, on Instagram. And I said, let's talk about that tonight. So, you know, I may come up and talk about just about anything. So we're going to go into the great replacement theory, but I think I'll have that another time. And Sergeant Parks, that's what he's going to be talking about on Thursday. So I don't know if we have any last words from these wonderful gentlemen. Do we have any last words? We're going to start with Chris. Any last words?
Yeah, as always, thank you for your time. I appreciate everybody sharing their innermost thoughts. Peace, love, light, and darkness.
Hey, and all around to our Taurus people, hey, Mr. Parks.
Hey, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, we need to have these discussions and stuff, and we need to walk away from these discussions with our sleeves rolled up, ready to do some work. You know, because I'm thinking right now that I know at least 25 dads right here in Yakima could probably use something like this. You know, something like that. Okay, some place that they can go, okay, to be with their kids. You know, the whole situation with what's happening now in America, they don't want us to be with our kids because we all cannon fodder. We're spending all this money, 44 million black folks, 1% of the total wealth, okay? And they got us. They think. But I think if we come together and stuff, we can solve our own problems and stuff. We can have lending loan associations and stuff. Have that money going between us, okay, and multiplying. So bless all you brothers and stuff, man. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Oh, and by the way, my program on Thursday is going to be the replacement theory, and I know you guys have heard about it and stuff, you know, that they say that we're trying to replace white people by letting people come from south of the border to come in to outvote them and a whole bunch of other stuff. So join me on Thursday and stuff, and let's talk about it, because I think we need to be talking about that.
And I'll put that in the announcements after we get through to everybody. And Wally, last words from you, sir?
Single dads, men who are struggling, who actually want to be fathers, who are coming in contact with obstacles that are preventing you from being the dad or the father that you want to be, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. We are trying to build this resource as quickly as we can to come to your aid so that you can be the man that you are trying to be. Keep your head high. Remain encouraged. And if you need a friend, reach out to Wally.
Amen. Yes. Seven seconds just didn't sound long enough. So I'm going
to
give us our announcement. Okay, you know, that's because, I mean, I got longer effects. It was like, okay, we're just trying to be cute. We're trying to, you know, give some props up to our people. So, you know, if y'all want to hang up, you'll listen to the announcements, you can. Thursday is May 19th, as Brother Parks was talking about, Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks from Yakima, the great replacement theory, and his show is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and before him is The Kingdom of the View, and that's Four Women of God, talking about a woman's worth, and that's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and that is also on Thursday. And then we have Sunday, Reverend Ronnie Marshall from Little Rock, Arkansas, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. He's bringing us the word, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And he'll be giving us words and salutations on Sunday evening. And then again on next Tuesday, we'll have Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. But let's support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away from God album through iTunes. You can buy his tunes through Amazon, CD Baby, and all music media. But yes, let's keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, and you can cash app the $ ANAISCVALCOUR to keep Let's Do It Radio on air, because it's not free. We do have to pay for it. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, let's talk about it. You can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share all the previous messages and segments and what have you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or any other social platform that you have, Twitter, tweet, you know, TikTok, Don't Rock, Don't Stop, Can't Stop, do it, get it, get it. And you can listen to any of the previous episodes by on demand by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And you can pick any episode you'd like to listen to. Again, we want to thank each and every one of you for joining in, and don't keep it to yourself, because we don't want your voice to be the last voice you hear. And if you got something on your chest, join us again on next Tuesday. I'm Miss Inez Says, and we can talk about it, and we could be discussing your topic. And I guess I got to give a shout out to my ride and die, Rhonda Gardner in Maryland. She's always out here with me. She's my silent partner, I guess you can say. But I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisaku Designs at www.anaisevalcour.com. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram under Anaisaku, A-N-A-I-S-E, space V-A-L-C-O-U-R. I want you to be happy in the skin you're in, but, you know, I want you to give away something like a smile and watch the value of a person appreciate. And if you're going through anything, if you're going to be anything, be kind. And if you have anything else you want to say, please let us know. But before we do, we're going to do our prayer, and we be peace out. Have a good evening. Stay safe. Be safe. And please don't take your life. If you need anybody to talk to, talk to us.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
And thank you again for joining us. Be safe. Be a friend. But be polite. Amen.